Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Brenda Terrell from Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and I'm so excited that you have joined us this morning. We are tagging this day is a wealthy, healthy Wednesday simply because we're living in the riches and the blessings of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and he has made us complete in him. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we glorify you. Spirit of the living God, breathe on each and every individual on this call. We thank you, Lord God, that you have given us the riches and the blessings of your glory. We thank you, Father God, that you have made us whole and complete in you. We thank you that you have made us heirs and joint heirs in Jesus Christ. No weapon formed against your people will prosper, and we glorify you, Father, because you watch over your word to perform it. So, Lord, we're asking that you continue to bless our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We ask that you strengthen them and keep them, Lord God. We glorify you, Father God, for anointing them with a double portion of your precious Holy Spirit, Lord God, that we continue to carry this call day by day, that others will see your glory in the midst. Lord God, we thank you for the prayer warrior that's going to speak this morning. We know, Lord God, that it is a fire word from you this morning, and we ask you, Lord God, that you continue to strengthen out this individual, Lord God, as he or she comes forth, Lord God, with your glory and with your praise, honoring you in all her or his ways, oh God. We thank you, Father, for the blessings of Abraham surrounding us and keeping us in perfect peace as our minds and our hearts are stayed on you. We thank you for Artists International, Artist Life, for the Diaz de Leon family. Continue to keep them and strengthen them, Lord God. Put your arms around them. And, Lord God, all that are on this call, we know, Lord, that you're doing a mighty work in them, through them, and with them. And we say thank you. Glorify your holy name in all that we do. In Jesus' name we say hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, we thank you again for joining us this morning, and I will now turn it over to our host. Host, are you there?
I'm here, Mr. Brenda. Are you able to hear me?
Yes, I am. Songbird, take it away.
Amen. To God be the glory. Thank you so much, Prayer General and Mississippi Queen, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, for seeing us and greeting us on this healthy, wealthy, and healthy Wednesday. Hallelujah. And thank you for opening us up in prayer. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to each and every single one of you. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, and I welcome you to this, the Master's Call. See, the Master's Call started back on October the 25th of 2010 by two phenomenal women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And I thank God every single day that they answered the mission and the mandate of God, and that was to start this, the Master's Call. That each and every single day when you dial into this call, this divine and appointed hour at this divine and appointed time, that your life would be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as you begin your day here with the Lord Jesus Christ on the Master's Call. We stand on Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." So we start this call off in prayer every day, and we end this call in prayer. And maybe there's something going on with you during the week, and you need us to stand in agreement with you, where there is a way for you to get in contact with us. And that is simply by sending us an email to info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. And our prayer general, who you just heard, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, or our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. Also, there's another way for you to get in contact with us, and that is by going to our website. Yep, I said website. This call, the Master's Call, has a website that you can go on, Google it, put it in, themasterscall.net. Don't just keep it a secret for yourself. Share it with others. You'll see that all of our messages from the inception of this call have been archived on our website. You'll find bios for our speakers. You'll find other information that will keep you inspired and uplifted as you go through your day. Each and every day following this call, there is another opportunity for you, and that would be for you to call in or dial in to the Artist Life calls that happen each and every single day. And so we invite you to dial 712-770-4005 and use the access code 294-617-POUND. Today is Awareness Wednesday, and Awareness Wednesdays are very important because they're the specific topic, and it tells you the symptoms, it tells you how to address it, and it gives you the solution. So we absolutely invite each and every single one of you to join us there immediately following this call with the phenomenal Flanagans as they will come and educate you on this day. On May the 6th, all roads lead to Los Angeles, California, where I actually live in California, for the Artist Life Leadership Summit. And that will be happening on May the 6th here in Los Angeles, and then also on May the 20th in Houston, Texas. So please, please, please save the date. Start preparing yourself to either be in Los Angeles or Houston, Texas, or maybe you want to be in both places. So we look forward to seeing each and every single one of you in the month of May. So I'll give you some other information once we hear this phenomenal message that's getting ready to come forth. And I so love this person that's getting ready to come to this line because I appreciate the fact that she is very transparent. She is very authentic. She is kind. She's kind. She's anointed. And she's very intelligent. She is the author of When God Births the Ministry. So if you do not have that book, then I invite you to order that book on Amazon today. Google it, When God Births the Ministry. And also the CEO and founder of Speak Life Ministries. Who am I talking about this morning? I'm talking about the phenomenal minister, Kai Brown, all the way from Norcross, Georgia. She is the mother of a phenomenal son, Christopher, college grad, 20 class of 2016, and doing greater and newer things in 2017. She's dedicated. She is on a mission to do what she needs to do for God, and we praise God for her. She's in Florida right now spending time with her mother, and God is definitely healer, and he has showed up, and we know that he has performed a miracle in her mother's life and in her life right now. In the name of Jesus, we claim it, we decree it, and we declare it, and it is so. The Bible said that all we have to do is just say it, so we said, be healed in the name of Jesus. And so at this time, without further ado, it is an honor, a privilege, and pleasure to bring to the line and the next voice that you will hear as this message goes forth, clear, free, and uncontaminated and unhindered in the name of Jesus, Minister Kai Brown. Are you out there this morning, my dear?
I am, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
You sound a little bit far away. Can you come in a little bit closer to us this morning? Yes, that's much better. Thank you so much, Minister Kai. Take it away.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. First, let me say thank you to Minister Brenda for seating and greeting the people and opening us up in prayer. Our prayer general, who is always so faithful, and again to my beautiful sister, my songbird, Minister Tiffany, thank you for hosting the call, and of course to the two amazing women of God who founded this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, without whose yes, we would not be here today. And of course, giving all praise to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we say thank you for joining us, and we are just going to get right into the Word today. And today's message is, have you lost your passion for prayer? Have you lost your passion for prayer? And I know, you know, of course, nobody who wants to openly admit to having lost their passion for the thing that pleases God most. But if we are honest with ourselves, have we lost our passion for prayer? I know, are we that Elijah type person who will just pray and pray and pray? And when we pray, do those things that we speak come to pass? Have we lost our passion for prayer? Now, we know that James 5:16b through 18 reads, the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours. He was just like us. And he prayed earnestly that it would not rain. And it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. That's 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. So do we have that type of passion for prayer, or have we lost it? Now, if we're honest, there are times when we don't feel like praying, when we don't feel like, you know, just getting up and just, you know, giving God the praise and glory that he is due simply for waking us up. So have we lost that passion that Elijah clearly had? See, because he could, you know, seek God earnestly with passion, and the heavens closed up for 3.5 years. It did not rain a single solitary drop for 3.5 years. Think about that. And then he prayed again, and the heavens opened up, and it rained, and it rained. But do we have that passion to go before the Lord and to seek him in such a manner as that? To have that type of faith that our prayers will just come forth and the Lord will bless and move on them. Well, if you've lost your passion for prayer, here are a few scriptures that if you meditate on, and some of these scriptures come from the book Fervent by Priscilla Shaer, and as I was reading it a few weeks ago, you know, some of these scriptures really jumped out. See, the enemy, if he can get us to lose our passion for prayer, then we lose our power. But see, if we're meditating on the Word of God, if we're truly seeking his will, then we know that we have to spend that time in prayer. It's a requirement. So how do we get that passion back? Let's look at Jeremiah 24:7. And it says, I will give them a heart to know me, for I am the Lord, and they will be my people, and I will be their God, for they will return to me with their whole heart. Now, if we return to God with our whole heart, then our desire will be to pray to him. Our passion will be to please him. And part of pleasing God is to spend time not only in prayer, but listening for his response. Have you lost your passion for prayer? Do you spend the time needed? And I'm not just talking about, you know, that five-minute drive to work, oh, Lord, thank you, we praise you. There is a time for that. But do you spend that extra time just telling God I love you, giving him the praise, repenting, and asking, and waiting for his yes? Do we spend that time? Do we seek him in such a way that we know that our prayers will be answered? Now, that answer may not always be yes, but he will answer us nonetheless if we have a passion in prayer. Have you lost your passion for prayer? Now, God tells us in Jeremiah 29:12-13, call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. See, there's a theme going on here. See, if we're doing something with all our heart, then we're doing it with passion. Have you lost your passion for prayer, or are you seeking God with your whole heart? See, we need to really make a decision, because God tells us he does not want us lukewarm, be hot or cold, but he will spit us out if we are lukewarm. So you spending that time, dedicating it, setting it aside to go into your prayer closet to meet with him. Even on those times where you don't have anything you want to ask of him, are you praying for others diligently? Are you taking time to minister to his presence, just asking him to come join you and meet you where you are? Because you can't get to that next place if God is not meeting you where you are. Because you need him to meet you there so that he can propel you forward. And that only comes through prayer. That only comes through pressing in and spending that time with him. If you look at Mark 12 and 30, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. You got to give him your all. God doesn't want us to do this thing halfway. We have to surrender and submit to being fully in the moment with him. We have to truly bring our passion. See, we have passion for other things. Some of us have passion for helping others through artist life. That's the passion. And we do it and we pursue it and we achieve those things. But our passion for prayer has to match our passion and exceed our passion for anything else. See, we've got to come to this fight prepared, because we're not wrestling against flesh and blood. We can't do this thing simply based on our own strength and because of our own will. We only get this right if we do it God's way, and that requires for us to pray passionately, to pray fervently. The fervent, effectual prayers of the righteous avail much. So that means you got to put some oomph behind it. You've got to be ready to surrender and submit to God's timing and will for your prayer life. With everything that's going on in this world, we can't afford to half do it. We have got to become serious. Have you lost your passion for prayer? If so, are you taking the steps? Have you talked to your prayer partner? Have you spoken with your accountability partner and said, hey, you know what? Right now, I don't want to do it. Help me get to that place where I can surrender it and turn it back over to God and allow him to lead and guide me through this time, through this season, to make me desire to just speak to him more, to give me that passion to pray to him. Deuteronomy 30 and 6, the Lord your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your descendants, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with so that you may live. So again, the Lord your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your descendants, to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, so that you may live. See, prayer is a life or death thing. And he tells us, life and death are in the power of the tongue. So what are you speaking? Are you going to him negatively and complaining? Or are you saying, okay, Lord, this is where I am. Show me. me and how to process through this loss of passion for prayer. Help reignite that fire that is within me, that I know that lives in me because I have the Holy Spirit. Are you willing to put the work in that is required to seek God? Have you lost your passion for prayer? And what are you willing to sacrifice to get it back? We all have to sacrifice something, and we choose those things that we are willing to sacrifice for. Are you willing to sacrifice your time, your talent, to go to God in prayer? Or are you just willing to sacrifice those things for your own personal gain? Come on now, it's time that we make some choices. This thing is serious. This is no longer a game. Have you lost your passion for prayer? Is praying now just a convenience for you where you say, okay, thank you, Lord, I praise your name, you know, amen, and keep it moving? Or are you really spending some time pouring your heart out to him, pouring your heart out for others to him? See, it's not just about what you need. You've got to pour your heart out for others. Spend some time sacrificing your time to pray. See, God loves that sacrifice of time where you spend it on your face seeking him, desiring to spend time with him. Ezekiel 36 and 26, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will remove your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. See, God wants to give you a tender and beating heart, because that way he can then move. He can't move. He won't move through a heart of stone. But if you have a tender and beating heart, then he can move through that. Have you lost your passion for prayer? And what are you willing to sacrifice to get it back? Now, I'll have a transparent moment. There are times, even though my call is to pray, I am a called intercessor. There's no question about that. But there are times when I just don't feel like it. And so I have to press in to that place and ask God to forgive my shortcomings and be willing to surrender to it in spite of how we feel. Let's be honest. I spent the night in the hospital getting awoken every hour on the hour so that the nurse could come in and check on my mother. I did not feel like getting on this call, but there is an obligation that we make to God. Let your yea be your yea and your nay be your nay. Do not make a promise if you're not going to keep it. So we have to fight through those things that don't feel good. We have to fight through those times when we don't want to. And if we are truly living those surrendered life to God, then the blessing is in that pressing in. Have you lost your passion for prayer? And what will you do to get it back? Minister Tiffany, back to you.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Minister Kai, for that powerful message. Have you lost your passion for prayer? And when will you get it back? I'm going to call you back momentarily to give us our benediction for this day. But at this time, let us go to God in prayer. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your presence, your power, and your protection here on the Master's Call. We thank you, God, that You have looked beyond our faults, and you supply us with every single thing that we need. We thank you that you are working all things out for our good, as we are called by your name according to your glory, O God. And so on this day, this Wednesday, a new day that you have made, God, we say thank you, God, and have your way within us. I pray right now for Minister Kai, and that you would just saturate her with your love, with your glory, with your anointing, with your strength, with your power, and with your comfort, in the name of Jesus. I pray right now that you would just give her sweet peace that only you can give, God. And I pray that every single need that she stands in need of, that it is met right now in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for divine alignment for each and every person under the sound of my voice, that we will realize that by your wounds, God, we are healed. So we walk in a divine healing and a divine anointing that only you can give us, and you have already did it, God. So we praise you right now in advance for our healing. We praise you for our deliverance. We praise you, God, for elevation. We praise you for your anointing. We praise you that we walk in power. We praise you, God, that we have the authority to speak to our mountains, and they will be moved in the name of Jesus. I thank you that we are fully armed and equipped to go out in this day and make this day great. So we command this morning to align according to your will, oh God, that the steps that you have ordered for each and every single one of our lives, that we will walk into them. And I decree and I declare on this day that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. In the name of Jesus. We love you, God. We bless you. We praise you. We magnify you. We give glory and honor to your name. And I decree and declare that it is done. In the name of Jesus, I pray right now. The mighty, the matchless, the marvelous and magnificent name of the true and living God, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. So I want to thank each and every single one of you for dialing in to the Master's Call. Please share the replay of this call with someone today so that their life can be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as yours has been this day. The number is 712-432-1085. The access code is 957-677-POUND. We will be heading over to Awareness Wednesday. And again, that number is 712-770-4005. And the access code 294-617-POUND. Please put on your calendar the Artist Life Leadership Development Summit, which will be happening on May the 5th and May 6th in Rosemead, California, at the DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel, and on May the 19th and 20th in Houston, Texas, at the Marriott Hotel that is near the Hobby Airport. Please, please, please make sure you fly into Hobby Airport in Houston, Texas. So I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you again to our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, for opening us up in prayer, for greeting and seating each of us comfortably in our seats here on the Master's Call, and for giving us our phenomenal chat for this day, for we are wealthy and healthy on this Wednesday and every single day. And to Minister Kai, thank you so much for that profound message this morning. And I'm going to ask that you would come back to the line at this time and give us our benediction for this day.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, thank you, thank you that you are worthy of our praise, all the glory and all the honor. Father God, we know that we are surrendering and submitting our prayer lives back to you. Lord, we do not want to pray passionless, but we want to come to you with a fervor that only you can receive and multiply, O God. Father God, as we leave this call, but never your presence, we say thank you and amen that we can come boldly before the throne of grace and receive mercy. Father, we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. And we give you the time that you deserve, O God. We seal it in the matchless and mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We say amen, amen, and amen. Go out and be those magnificent marketplace ministers in Jesus' name. Bye-bye.